To contact us here at the Super Duper Show, just type in Super Duper Show on Facebook, connect with us on our page, or drop us an email at superduper@aol.com.
Come, son of Jarrell, kneel before Zod! Snoochie boochies.
It's the Super Duper Show with your hosts, T.O. Allen, Darren Williams, and Raven Perez. The Super Duper Show is a keen insight of the world of comic books, graphic novels, movies, sci-fi, and the whole thing called fanboy culture.
All right, so to drag this into something me and Raven are dying to talk about.
Yeah. I'm not done with you, Darren, because I was going back around.
No, too late. I'm stealing this right now. So how much do you think Brian had the ending of Scott Pilgrim planned?
I can say that the man did say that he did not. He knew that it was going to be, and he said there was going to be one of the boyfriends and lady, twins. That's what he knew.
You talking about the movie?
I'm talking about the comic.
Oh, for the comic?
Because I haven't finished that yet, but I mean, there's
spoiler alert
to that when he's like, spoiler.
Yeah, we're about to spoil you. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I figured out the twins because they're like, and not all of them will come at once. And he definitely did allude to stuff, so I know stuff's coming.
That's what he knew, and I know this because that is why the movie. I've heard that everybody loves it, and I'm crazy excited, but I've heard that they had to change because after Volume 3, nothing was planned, so they had to sit around and brainstorm to finish this story.
Movie or book-wise?
Movie.
Yeah.
And so so they wanted his input on the movie. Again, this is just all interviews and whatever.
Do you think he had Scott ending up with who he ended up with the whole time, or do you think it changed?
Well,
I'm trying not to spoil again who he ends up with.
Yeah, and to be vague, I'm going to say that I sincerely hope that it was I hope it was a choice and not a cop-out, because I wanted something different. And here's good news, and this is weird news, I guess, but they say that all the things end differently, and the video game supposedly even has a video game, so you can hook up with whoever you want, and multiple endings. But I'm saying that, I've heard that all the movie, video game, and comic, all three have their own panache on the end. And so, no, I don't know that he had that written in stone. And I know where you're fishing, because we kind of quasi-talked about this. And I got to say that certain things happen so much off the page that it felt a little shoehorned. For me, again, I'm a confessed hater who came around, and I think 5 was a high point.
Yep.
I think 6 was a step back.
Oh, 6 was a big step back.
And not artistically. God love you, your assistants. They were the bomb. Everything was beautiful. Like I said, 6-1, this man has done incredible growth. So,
really?
So.
I think it's because he said it himself in Draw Magazine. I think he was only up to 4 or something. He said himself he's lazy.
Yeah.
And he says he has a poor work ethic and is not. And they were showing a picture of his workstation, or I think he took a picture somewhere. And his workstation was right across from Hope's.
Yeah.
And now she comes off of a person who's kind of like nutty with her work. Like she works too much. I feel intimidated to be next to her. And I feel that way about Steve too, Rice Boy.
Evan,
I'm sorry. Why I keep calling him Steve?
Hell, why not?
Steve was Evan.
Sorry, Evan.
Okay.
Sorry, Evan.
He's in New York.
I know. Enjoy yourself. And
he's a dominant.
I know. Stay out of Williamsburg. But what I'm saying, she seems like she works really hard. Like you could see her workstation. So it has to be intimidating to be facing your spouse.
I want to say it's intimidating to have, and I wouldn't want this, to have the reins of your baby taken out of your hands in the way that Scott Pilgrim was. It's a bizarre thing that a comic, as easy as they are to make, and they're hard work. I mean, God, it's that tough. But I'm saying, you think one guy cranking away on paper with pen and whatnot could produce a comic before a movie could get made by a team of people. And it is amazing how often a movie will come out before something's done. And so, here he has to get this done before the movie, and like,
well, he was running behind.
Yeah,
that's why he was running behind.
Somebody else. You really don't want, the reason they did Wolverine's origin is Marvel said, okay, now that this, you know, X-Men movie franchise is so huge, we got to tell this story before Hollywood does.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we have to say in comics, this is what happened, so that movies won't be the ones to have done the work, right? Anyway, you don't want people saying, well, this is how Scott Pilgrim ends, and then later you got to tell the world, no, this is how it ends.
This is the real way it ended.
I'm the guy that made it. This is how it ends. And I'm saying that, like, you know, it's got to be tough. It's got to be intimidating.
But do you think you, how much do you think you consulted? I know you consulted Hardcore in Toronto in some of the spots. They said they were going.
I think, yeah, he was totally involved.
He was totally involved in where they were shooting and how they were shooting it.
He's involved in the video. I mean, he's all up in
it. You think he is all up in it? Because he seemed humble when they were doing the diaries. It was like a different Brian. Because maybe because it was a different environment for him.
Get that sex change.
No, I think it was a different environment for him, and he seemed a little bit more humble. Where you know, the comic world will go, hey, when's that next copy? Whenever I think I get to it, man, I'm too busy eating a sandwich.
When you're making a comic, you're God, and that sounds crazy, but that's the truth. Everyone delivers the lines perfectly the way you want.
Mm-hmm.
The flow goes just the way you want. Every stuntman takes the fall. Every special effect looks just the way you wanted. You know, you're not relying on third party. And you get in this other world where you're nothing. You're the jerk that came up with the idea we're loosely basing this on.
But don't you think it's easy to fall into? I'm happy. That's what I'm saying. I'm happy he's stopping it. I want to see what he comes up with next, but don't you think, like, okay, Raven, you're building and you're getting higher and higher on your level of I won't say importance, but your level. Well, people are catching on to Raven's Dojo, but let's say, do you think you ever get to that point? God forbid you ever do, where you're drawing and you're writing for the audience.
No,
and not for yourself.
You have to be considerate of your audience, and this is why I'm afraid the ending. Right, I'm afraid that it was a bit of pandering to say to me, "What's Darren? What are you feeling?" Because I'm feeling like maybe you're feeling something different there. I'm saying to me, the ending that I got was kind of like, "Well,
what do I do now?"
You could have done something daring here. You could have taken us in a direction to, I don't know.
There were so many problems with Volume 6. It, like, I don't even know where to start my criticism. Like, there were parts of it that I still thought were pretty brilliant, but then there was so much of it that I thought went back to the problems that 1 and 2 had.
What were those?
Just
pacing. 1 and 2 probably should have been one book, and 6 probably should have been two books.
From the get-go, let's say that, like, this story didn't really require 6 volumes. And I mean, it's cool. It did 6 volumes, but there were so many times when I just read so many pages and I was slogging through, you know, waiting for, you know, here's this series that's pitched with that hook of 7 boyfriends. The fights are the hook. You know, that's your beat.
Guys, I'm stuck on 3, and I'm blaming it because I'm reading them off my computer. I'm stuck on 3, and I can't pass. I can't pass or bring myself back to go, you know what, I really need to finish my Scott Pilgrim. And Darren today was like, you get 6, you got to read it. I'm like, dude, I can't get past. To me, it got a little Harry Potterish. Is this kind of like it's repeating itself?
What?
And I was like, dude, get to the climax, dude. Come on, it's like having sex with a bad lover. Like, will you finish? You know what I mean? Because it's like what's going on?
That's
why
I dropped the F bomb.
Flashbacky kind of things, and
with
3, I thought it was really good.
See, yeah, if you can't make it through 3, it's just not your thing.
I can't make it because I just can't get there, and I don't know. It's I don't know what's stopping me with Scott Pilgrim. It's like, it's fascinating, and then it's not. And I blamed it all on myself. But
as you should.
You are a hater.
No, I'm not hating on the story or hating on him. It's just not grabbing me.
Well, I mean, it's not. That's what I was saying. For a while, I just couldn't understand the phenomenon. I was like, I don't get it. You're gonna be like dropping praise, like this is the comic of our generation or this decade. And I'd be like, I think you need to read more comics.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Oh, hold on, I got to do a rant. Nerds, shut the fuck up, okay? Just let something be okay, or it can be very good. It doesn't have to be the greatest thing ever or the worst thing ever. Scott Pilgrim is a very good, very, very good book.
It's good.
It's not the greatest thing ever, Joss Whedon, okay? It's not.
You think the nerds are saying that, or the
Joss Whedon, it's on the back of Volume 6. Joss Whedon, this is the greatest comic ever.
No, it's not the greatest comic.
I think that's how these people got a bit comics. I mean, anything that blew up in comics was the best thing ever. And I think it's because here's this medium that gets, you know, kicked around so much that when it gets attention, it's like, man, we got to get eyes on this fast. And so
people turn it into a movie.
Yeah, people won't tell you this is a really good book. No, because what grabs you by the balls is, man, this comic, woo! I'm never going to see it.
I had an orgasm.
But see, that's another reason why I'm not an Alan Moore fan either.
Running joke from now on.
That's another reason why I'm not an Alan Moore fan, because, they tried to do it for Neil Gaiman for a long time. For the longest time, saying he's the best comic book writer of all time and whatever, right. And I with the exception of a few Sandmans, I'm just like, whatever, he's all right. Alan Moore, to me, overrated, 100% overrated. And I enjoy Watchmen and so forth, but I think they're doing the same thing with Scott Pilgrim they did with Watchmen, and I hope it doesn't burn out like Watchmen did.
There's a giant beast.
And where's Julie?
But I think what's going to save this movie, I'm agreeing with Raven, but I like a lot of it is the imagination of Edgar Wright, because the man knows how to deliver this stuff. Knows
what
how
I was talking about with the collaboration. I mean, you know, 6 is weird in that it's not paced. Kind of, to me, it got a better and better build to where it did have its own thing. And then you go from this thing that Scott Pilgrim was doing that started to speak to me. And remember that I'm coming from the frame of mind that I'm a hater, and then suddenly my opinion's getting changed because the quality is improving every time. And then you get to 6, and the quality, it's not a matter of anticlimactic. I guess it's not even a matter of pandering to your fans, which, to quick answer your question, I think if you're telling a story, you owe it to the fans not to pander. Keep them in mind. Don't torture them. Don't have the end of, don't have the climax of your book take place in a room where everyone just talks out their problems when your whole thing was fighting. So be considerate.
And don't explain your jokes or your science or whatever it is.
And I'm gonna jump in there. I think it was unnecessary to me, and a little bit robbed a little bit of the magic to bother with that. Slowed the book down to the tune of, I don't know, quite a bit. It was a bit of a focus there at the end.
Yeah.
And there are people that loved it. I've read the reviews where people are like, that was brilliant. That brought everything together. It changed the way you look at the whole series. And to me, it was like, no, that was unnecessary. You got this madcap, crazy cartoon world where crazy crap happens. You know, people are always at the dojo saying, where'd this come from? Where'd that come from?
Mm-hmm.
These guys are whipping out whatever. And to me, it's Looney Tunes. You know, weapons and guns,
exactly,
and stuff come from thin air.
But that works. That works. Looney Tunes, I always said, if you brought in that concept into the, I don't want to say hero world, but into adventure world of comics, it rocks. To me, it just makes sense.
And Scott and Brian had pulled it off for 5 volumes without explaining it. And then all of a sudden in the 6th, yeah, exactly. And then the 6th one, oh yeah, here I'm going to give this explanation for it. And it's like, why? People had accepted it.
That's a bigger spoiler than telling me who he ends up with.
So do you think
someone who's like starting 4 now. Like,
I'm going to ask you, what do you think we're talking about?
Where did the stuff comes from?
No.
The stuff.
No, we've been vague enough then.
Oh, okay.
That's not what we're talking about. But what's cool, and that's cool, I don't want to spoil it. I, again, came from being a hater, but I respect what it's done. I respect what it's trying to do, and I think that everybody should, you know, read it, form their own opinion or whatever. But, like, to say, again, like Darren said, I'm just agreeing with you. You make your visual, you make your rules of your world. You get us to accept this thing or these things. You don't have to later tell us what's up.
Yeah.
Unless that's a point in your story. Like, I don't know, that like everybody pooped their pants in the early Star Wars when they're like, by the way, the Force is midichlorians in your blood. Mm. And everybody was, yeah, everybody's like, oh my God, it was magic and religion all in one, and you ruined it. And it's like, it's science now.
Or, that's a good example, because do you think prequels are needed? No, we should just leave it alone, because I think in the Star Wars thing, they could have left it alone. I think the stories that came out, it was a Timothy Holt, his books.
Oh, Timothy Zahn.
I'm sorry. Damn, I'm messing up everyone's name. But I think those stories were more fascinating than the prequel, because I knew the stuff. I knew what was going on, and don't give me another digital Muppet grinning in my face. Now,
who's all Jar Jar?
No, dude. Racist. Yes. No, we were talking about stories before, and I have a story, and I wanted to start it like bang right here, and I'm not going to have any flashback. I don't want to explain nothing. It's the same with, that's why I think Kill Bill did a good job, because they explained it. Well, the first volume one, they gave you, this is why this chick's going on a rampage, this is what happened. But two, the monologues were fantastic, but it was way too much flashback. It's like, you don't have to, you got me now. You don't have to go back. Just let it happen. Don't explain it. Maybe it doesn't need to be explained. And I think that's where the Matrix fell off too. They got to a point where they felt like they had to explain everything. When I saw Matrix 2, I started coming up with my own philosophy and my own thing. I'm like, whoa, and I'm making the movie bigger than what it is, because I'm putting my own opinions and stuff into it. Maybe that's what's happening with Scott Pilgrim right now. Maybe he should have just left it alone.
I'm going to say that if you have to explain one zany element, like what are the reasons people burst into coins, you know, what are the reasons that you have somebody who has the strength to, you know, chop a bus in half. And I'm saying that, like, you know, we don't need that. You know, you can focus on just being entertaining. It's a lot like getting your art to where suddenly you're not struggling to convey, you know, what you're trying to convey. You've got the artistic talent to do whatever you want. That's why I say it's pure right now. Then it's pure message. You know, you're not struggling to get this message across. Now it's just what you're saying.
It's just like comic books. I mean, not comic books, video games. They don't have to explain everything. They don't.
You get some, you suspend the disbelief.
And, right.
You know, people watch it, read it, whatever the medium. And yeah, I mean, I haven't gotten there yet, but I'm disappointed that they explained.
I hope you enjoy it.
And I
suspend my disbelief. I don't want to go back to believing.
This is totally become a book club type conversation.
I guess my other big problem with Volume 6 was Volume 5 was so good. Not with just the action and the comedy, but the character development and the character growth.
Shocking. Like Volume 5, I couldn't believe. And again, you know, sorry, but to me, Scott was the only guy I cared about in the whole book. The rest of them could have wrecked and died. But by the end, I was really impressed. Some of the characters grew to a point to where I was like, man, he's there.
Yeah.
You know, he's got it. This is good, gripping stuff.
Yeah, but Volume 6, was there any character development? Oh, yeah, we had that one character that all of a sudden, he's gay. What? He is? I don't care that he's gay, but where did that come from?
Did you? Coming so hard.
Was there any basis for it?
Yes.
Really? I'll have to go back, because I didn't see any.
Let's say which volume? X hung out way too much with character Y, and thus the seeds were planted. Like, I was really shocked, and I'm like, I don't know how. I don't know how you were.
Like, you wouldn't see that coming?
You would totally see it
coming. In what volume, though?
It's Scott. Scott's gay. No, I'm just
damn, we needed to be filming.
Can I say that, like, I had this weird, like, pizza after a convention pizza hangout, and like Brian was there, and then like I, you know, we didn't talk or hang out or nothing. It was just like that he was there, right? But nevertheless, it was It was that we were there in the same area, so I use that hardcore to mess with people. I was on Twitter, and I was like, oh, my God. I said, the worst part about meeting O'Malley is that he says, hi, I'm O'Malley. I made Scott Pilgrim. He dies in the last book. And I was like,
no.
People mad at me. Because they thought I was being sincere. I was like, who the hell introduced me? How could you be fooled for
anything? I was working at a bookstore for the last... we had a big book opening for...
Harry Potter?
The Harry Potter. And I never got into Harry Potter and probably never will. The
awesome, dude.
I got into like with the third...
When you read it, the devil high fives you every day.
The third movie.
It's so evil.
But it was...
I want to get the scar on my forehead.
You guys are nuts. Anyway. but all hell was breaking loose, man, because everyone... I mean, they're around the corner. This is in Jersey City. In New York was just mayhem across the river. Was that?
That's like horrible.
Dude, you know Dumbledore.
It was sick. It was sickening. And everyone got their book, and I opened that book when everyone left. It's about maybe 2 in the morning.
Right.
I opened it, and I said, I'm going to go right to the last page and see what's going on. So, yeah, I was like, dude, because I'm rocking the shirt, who died? Everyone the shirt. It says it's on blood. So it was a promo for Harry Potter, who died.
Okay.
And the date when the book dropped. And it doesn't tell you anything. So I actually went back and read that book.
Yeah.
Actually, I read half the book. I was skimming through it. Right. To go through then. What I did learn, though, I thought she was kind of brilliant, smart. I wasn't attracted to Harry Potter or any other character but his best friend.
Ron.
And he had a redhead kid, I guess, that's in the movies.
Anyone does know he loves Ron Weasley. Yeah. It's actually something that's come up before.
Well, it's a ginger.
But no, it's my brother's, man.
But he eats at Wendy's.
But no.
Editing
things
cramped when you said that.
So now, he just showed the loyalty, I consider more powerful than the real story was with him than it was with Harry, because it showed how he built his loyalty and his friendship and how sensitive he was for Harry. And actually, I thought this is the person who's going to die, because the more I got read, I felt really personal to this kid. But unfortunately, it was the gay,
the old gay guy,
the old gay guy.
Kill the minority.
Well, hey, it's America. Yeah, exactly. She's not even from there, but she knew where the bulk of her audience is from. She goes, hey, well, you gotta go this way. But you gotta kill the gay guy, but let the Yellow Ranger live. But it's
See, Ron Weasley and Harry Potter are kind of like Frodo and Samwise.
No.
Let's see. I've never read the Harry Potter
book. I never had more
Sam and Frodo almost kissed. And I don't think Rom and Harry were.
I never had more of a disappointment than the last Lord of the Rings movie. That was the biggest disappointment I've ever seen. And
last Lord of the Rings.
I put
LOTR
The Phantom Menace on above that.
No, dude, come on now.
That's how boring and how stupid. And I said it.
I guess I'm like, maybe like run this to a Harry Potter, or not Harry Potter, but Scott Pilgrim thing. And when you're talking about ending things, right?
Right.
Where you put them in your head,
right?
And things that you can accomplish as an author, right? Character growth. That's a reward in a story that's finite. Character growth.
Do you think Brian walked away and said, I'm done and this is great?
It's good that
I'm fulfilled.
You end something when you're done. Like, if you're not feeling it, then end it, please. Don't make everyone endure your crappy, you know, slow, painful death. But at the same time, it's like, I think that it's a matter of, I think there was a crunch, a deadline imposed by the movie. I think that, you know, here's this thing that's going to hit a bigger audience.
I think he was done before the movie came out. I think, really, he was losing some zest. I think the movie gig pumped him up a little bit more. I think he was running, because reading his interviews and trying to keep up with him when I first joined into this Scott Pilgrim and my my inquisitiveness came in late, and I think it was like about 2 years ago or a year ago. I figured myself coming in late to it, but reading all these, I think he was done with it. I think he was tired of the characters. That's what it sounded like for me. I think he wanted to go on to something else, and maybe putting it into a different medium, like making a movie out of it, gave him some more energy, and he went a different direction. Well, money. Money wakes everything.
Every time.
It was like, money.
Here's $1 million. I'm rejuvenated.
You know?
Okay. Yeah.
Xbox Live.
I think he's going to come
he's
out
sitting at home with playing something a video else. Game right now.
I think he's going to come back with something else. But you know what? I think he will go more into the indie circuit more.
I don't think he'll ever do another 6-volume thing.
No, I don't think he's going to get that deep. And I don't think he's going to go mainstream, because I don't think he's happy with mainstream at all. He's worked with a lot of people, and he's not. I don't think that's his direction.
They're like chums.
Yeah.
That's like a friendly ship. I'm saying it ain't done sailing. So I'm saying, I figure you can probably look forward to more O'Malley books from Oni.
Actually, the rumor is he's going to do some Spider-Man books.
He is not.
Damn. I tried to keep a straight face. Dude. I wanted to get that rumor started. That would be great. O'Malley's doing Spider-Man.
I guess he's doing the covers. McFarlane. How'd that happen? I don't know. They met at a baseball game.
Where Neil Gaiman get ready to see.
No, oh, my God.
I created Scott Pilgrim Parker.
Medieval Scott Pilgrim. Yeah,
I wanna be in cartoons, I wanna